Hello and welcome back to Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but you are here. Today we are going to be exploring the Manaday House. Now, if you don't know what that is, you're here to find out. Anyway, let's get into it. So, first thing we have on the Manaday family is the pangolin. Wow. If you don't know what pangolin is, search it up because it's pretty cool. Go check it out. Anyway, the pangolin, also known as the scaly anteaters, are very cool small mammals. When they're born, the babies are actually called pango pups, which I think is amazing. If you don't think that's amazing, you're weird. You're weird. Anyway, they also, pangolin means roller in a language called Malay. I have no idea. It comes from the word pangulang, and if you go onto translator and translate pangulang into Japanese and press the audio button, it actually says roller, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah. Pangolin. Roller. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway. So now it's time for the biography. I keep on coming back. Once again, it's not. Anyway, this thing is a whopping 33 kilograms. That's the maximum it can be. I'm pretty sure its scales are either made of keratin or bone. I think it's keratin, but you never know. The weird fact for this episode, if you didn't know, there's always a weird fact for everything, is that they're mostly related to mongooses. Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. Apparently, they're mammals, once again, but the thing is, armadillos are not mammals, so yeah. Sad. Anyway, now it's time for the next person on the Manaday family tree, and that's the sloth, which is actually named after one of the seven deadly sins of the Catholic Church. I never really understood the seven deadly sins. Unless you're talking about the anime, then that's pretty cool. But if not, anyway, so this it's actually no surprise that sloths have actually been labeled as the world's laziest animals, and for decades, actually, maybe even centuries. Maybe even eons. If you don't know what an eon is, it's 2,000 years. I know. Fancy word. Use it for your next essay. Whatever you're writing. Anyway. So. They're so lazy and so slow. I mean, this really doesn't affect them. But even their digestion is slow. As in, because they actually mostly eat leaves, fruit, and sap from trees, which is pretty cool. What? Tree sap? Sounds pretty cool. They actually have four stomachs, which are extremely efficient for a, digestion. Of course, you can be the best digester with the four stomachs. However, it can only digest one leaf at a time, so yeah, that's really not good. Anyway, next time for the bio. These things are 2 to 2.5 feet tall or long. Actually, mostly long. They don't stand, do they? No, I'm pretty sure they're too lazy to stand. They can't stand. I think they can stand. They're just too lazy to stand. And they are 3 to 7 kilograms, which is pretty heavy. Not as heavy as a 33 kilogram armadillo. I mean, sorry, pangolin. You know, they're really similar, so you can confuse them a bit, yeah. Anyway, and time for the weird fact. Sloths can swim very well. Like, scaringly well. Like, you wouldn't win a swimming race, but you probably would. But still, they're really good at swimming. Now it's time for the one you've been waiting for, the armadillo! Specifically, the nine-tailed armadillo. Nine-banded armadillo. Armadillos are barrel-shaped animals covered with a natural armor they get naturally from nature. Yeah. Fun fact, actually, the armadillo's armor is so strong. I'm pretty sure there's a specific armadillo that can quite literally deflect bullets with its thing. That might just be a myth, but I think that is very cool if it can. Yeah. Anyway, its name in Spanish actually is means little armored one. So translate that, tell me that's true. Because it probably is, because I trust my sources. Moderately. Anyway, baby armadillos are called pups. Now, if that does not make you smile, you're weird. And I know you. I see you. Smiling. Yeah, you better smile. I'll come after you. I know where you live. No, I don't. Anyway, now it's time for the scale, the biography. Everybody loves that. Anyway, these things are a whopping 5 kilograms. That's pretty heavy for a tiny thing like that, you know? And they're about 2.5 feet long. How is that longer than the pangolin? Okay, this is once again specifically the nine-banded armadillo, but still. Yeah. Now, weird fact, they have very poor eyesight. However, they can smell very, very well. So that means that even if they can't see very well, all their other senses are sharpened. They can sense if the light is brighter in this way, so that they can follow the sun. No, they don't do that, but that'd be pretty cool if they do. Anyway, that is mostly it for our pangolin sloth armadillo episode. And guess what are all those together? Say it with me. The Manidae family. If you like this episode, you liked it, and that's really good. Just put thumbs up for the screen. Take a screenshot. Make me feel happy. Anyway, that is it for this episode of Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but oh well. See ya!